So this is what you call it in Islam, Bayt al-Mal. And Bayt al-Mal will be the source for things could not be paid by individual for whatever reason, as may be explained later on. Hadith number 1001 عن عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده أن رجلا طعن رجلا بقرن في ركبتيه فجاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أقدني فقال حتى تبرأ ثم جاء إليه فقال أقدني فأقاده ثم جاء إليه فقال يا رسول الله عرجت فقال نهيتك فعصيتني فأبعدك الله وبطل عرجك ثم نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يقتص من جرح حتى يبرأ صاحبه رواه أحمد والدارقطني وعل بالإرسال. This hadith hadith 1001 reported by Amr from Ibn Shaib, and this hadith is authentic inshallah, and in the collection of Imam Ahmad wa Dharqutni. This man been stabbed in his knee with a horn, horn is what is grow beside the ear of an animal, and mostly is like bones. Okay, yeah, you found it in male members of animals like a bull or ram and things like this, and basically in top of the head beside the ear, and means of, they use it as a means of defense, okay, or fighting. So a man had used this as a dagger or as a mean to stab somebody else, and he hurt him in his knee. So this man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked for taken his right, retaliate from the other man. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him to wait until recovered, okay, that mean until his wound get well, because the possibility that it may develop to something more serious, okay. But the man came again and asked and insist that he won't get his right back, because Islamically this is your right. If somebody stab you, break your bone, hurt you in any means, it is your right that you take the same equal right back from him. If somebody cuts your ear, you have the, but not, you understand, because you attack him or because you steal his money or you did anything. Somebody for no reason he went and break your teeth, okay. So Islam is telling us that eye by eye and tooth by tooth, okay, all these things. So this man, he came, he asking to get the equal treatment, to hurt the man the same way that he hurt him. So the advice was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for him to wait until he recover from this incident. But the man came again after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advising him and insisting, okay. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him the right to do so, okay, that mean to go and stab the man with horn in his knee. Later on, this man who had came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam his right, his knee developed in more serious condition and affection and things like this, and he became what you call limb, okay, like understand, he became more serious. Now he coming to complain in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua against him, and he said to him, I had told you this, okay, I had advised you, but you did not listen, okay. So now you have nothing, okay, you got your equal right. So what had developed after this, it's too late now, you could not ask for qisas or for equal punishment or for money or anything like this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after this, he said, he forbid the execution of retaliation until the victim recover. Okay, so that the person should wait until he recovers from his incident. But if he insists, this is his right, but he could not come to claim more right later on if this incident developed to something more serious than this. Next hadith, hadith 1002 and page 412. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال اقتتلت امرأتان من هذيل فرمت إحداهما الأخرى بحجر فقتلها وما في بطنها فاختصموا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الدية جنينها غرة عبد أو وليدة وقضى بدية المرأة على عاقلتها وورثها ولدها ومن معه فقال حمل ابن النابغة الهذلي يا رسول الله كيف نغرم من لا شرب ولا أكل ولا نطق ولا استهل فمثل ذلك فمثل ذلك يطل فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما هذا من إخوان الكهان من أجل سجعه الذي سجع. The hadith is reported by Abu Huraira. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith is authentic. These two women, which they as it came in another explanation, they were co-wives, and a problem or a fight had been broke between both of them. As a result of this, that one of them, she went and threw a rock over the other woman, and as a result of this, now the woman died as well as the baby, because she was pregnant. Okay, so she threw a rock on her, and as a result of this, she died as well as her baby. So the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this case
went through over her
and came back to her. Thank
okay,
you.
I'm
glad. I understand. Over her, that means went
faster.
Over, but did it?
It's faster when you
okay.
Say over her.
Yeah. If you keep with our classes, you will get to understand my broken English.
Okay.
She threw a rock on her.
At her.
Okay, at her. All right.
She hit her with a rock.
This is true. Yeah. Okay. No problem. It's okay. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made the judgment concerning this. Okay, that the woman concerning her her baby, okay, is going to be the blood money for the baby, which is ghurra, okay, equal to what is for a ama, a slave girl. And I try to find this, but I think is equal to 5 camels. She is going to pay it to the people who supposed to inherit the woman, her family. Okay? Okay, because the woman died. And okay, the husband is one of the people to inherit his wife. So when I say to the family, when somebody die, as example the wife, so the husband, the children, okay, those people going to inherit. So the dia or the blood money for the woman to be paid from the family of the other woman, okay, they are responsible to pay the blood money to in behalf of the killer, okay. But there is two blood money here, one blood money for the lady and another one for the baby, okay. So they brought the dispute before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a judgment that the blood money for her unborn child should be a male or female slave of the best quality. Okay? And if you look in the footnote, I don't know if he give the amount of it.
Yeah,
how much?
It says the compensation thus incurred shall be an amount equal to the price of a male or a female slave.
Yes, but this I'm trying to, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 5. Hold it, take it easy. This 100 camel for a free man, okay, with intention of killing, okay, but we talking about concerning the fetus or the baby that was in her stomach will be equal to the blood money of a slave, okay, male or a female slave, okay, should be a male or female slave of the best quality. He gave a judgment that the woman responsible for killing should pay her the victim's blood money and made her sons and those who were with them her heirs, okay, that means those people will inherit her, okay, the blood money will go to her sons and the people who's going to inherit her. Then the father of the other lady or this man, he said, O Allah's Messenger, how should we pay fine for one who has not eaten or drink or raised his voice, okay, and a compensation is not to be paid for such? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then this man simply belongs to the Kohen, like the fortune teller. Why? Because this man, he's like objection, making objection to the order or the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay, or because the way how he bought it in a rhythm, because in Arabic you hear it say man la shariba wa la akal wa la nataqa wa la istahal, okay, so like making like poetry out of it. So, but any under any case that we are not supposed to have objection to the command of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now, although that this lady didn't intend to kill the other lady, so throw a rock on her, okay, at her, and was not her intention, but still she is responsible, okay, she is responsible about this. We are not going to say equal that she have to be killed, because she didn't intend to kill her. This was like a mistake, okay, was not the intention to kill her, because only a person will be killed if he intentionally kill another person for no just reason, okay. But in this case we be talking about blood money. So when a person will be killed, if a person kill intentionally for no just reason, he didn't kill my uncle and after this I came to kill you, okay, this is a different story, alright. Or that I throw a rock or I hit you by a stick, but usually stick, it didn't kill a person and a person died. So you could not come and ask for me to be killed now, okay, because this was not intended to be a murder, okay. So now will be the blood money. The next hadith is similar to the hadith before and also is authentic, but this is a different version. Hadith number 1003 عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن الربيع بنت النضر عمته كسرت ثنية جارية فطلبوا إليها العفو فأبوا فعرضوا القرش فأبوا فأتوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأبوا إلا القصاص فأمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقصاص. قال أنس ابن النضير ابن النضر يا رسول الله أتكسر ثنية الربيع الربيع لا والذي بعثك بالحق لا تكسر لا تكسر ثنيتها. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أنس كتاب الله القصاص. فرضي القوم فعفوا. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من عباد الله من لو أقسم على الله لأبره. So here in this incident that Rubai' bint al-Nadr, okay, the aunt of Anas, and Anas was the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she broke the front tooth of a girl, and the family of this girl that her tooth been broken asked Rubai', okay, to forgive, okay, or let it go, but they refused. So they present them with a money to offer them a fine as a result of breaking their daughter's tooth. They also refused, and they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they made it clear that they don't accept anything except to be equal treatment. That mean we want Sunayya Rubai' bint al-Nadr, her front tooth to be broken the same way like our daughter her front tooth been broken, okay, because this is the equality in al-Islam and this is the justice in Islam. You break my teeth, I have the right to break your teeth. You poke my eye, I have the right to poke your eye. Okay? The right eye will be the right eye. Okay? You remove a whole tooth, I take one tooth. You break part of the tooth will be. You could not go more. Okay? It have to be same. Okay? And so when they hear asking for pardon, they refuse. they present a fine to pay money, they refuse, because it can be some kind of settlement between the people. But if they refuse and insist to have the equal treatment, if we can use the term, so this is their right. Her teeth have to be broken. Okay, now if you're going to break it with what you call a plier, or if you're going to file it, whatever it is, how is he going to go about it? But you have this right. Huh? If you went to the end of the story, you would know, okay? But it shows you, you know, we did not take the things for a joke. If they really, people, they start to understand how serious this matter, they will think twice before they do things. And the problem that you see, crimes always going in the countries because the laws have been made to reduce these crimes in the man-made law, and has deficiency and is not going to work. It doesn't put enough fear in the people's heart to stop stealing or killing or transgressing the people. Okay, but when somebody they know that he's going to lose his eye the same way like he did to the other person, he will think about it 3 times, not 2 times, before he do it, because he doesn't know that he's going to be paying $1,000 or $2,000, or they may insist that I want to get his eye. Okay, so now he's going to think about his eye many times. Okay, but if it's going to be jail for 1 month, if it's going to be a couple of $1,000, it's going to be something like this, people, they don't think about what they're doing. And this is the reason that you see the crimes always growing up, the rate of the crimes is going up. Okay, there is no solution for it until the people, they come back to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they insist to have the teeth of Rubaiyah to be broken the same way like their daughter, their teeth been broken. They went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, they told him, so the father of Rubaiyah, okay, which is Anas ibn Nadr, one of the Ansar, he said, nay, by the one who sinned you by the tooth of the Prophet ﷺ, are you going to break the tooth of Rubaiyah? You going to break the tooth of my daughter? Like he felt something so big. So the Prophet ﷺ, he told him, ya Anas, kitabullah al-qisas. O Anas, the order of Allah and the command of Allah, the ruling of Allah, is nothing but al-qisas, an equal treatment, an equal punishment, or an equal tooth to tooth. This it. Okay? You know, like the man was like not stopping the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being in his way, but like was like a shot to him and say, oh Prophet of Allah, you're going. So when the man got nervous and he understood, he submit faradi al qawm. And after this, now the family of this girl, they pardon them now. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their hearts. This is a righteous man, and he felt bad, and he was like begging Allah in his heart that these things to be changed. And usually in cases like this, that the people who see the family insist, I say, oh, they think their daughter is better than our daughter, so they insist more. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his mercy made the people their heart to change, and after this they forgive. So in this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Anas, Allah his decree is he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among Allah's slaves are those who, if one adjured Allah, he would consist to it. Okay? Among the people of Allah, among Allah's slaves, some people whom so close to Allah, if they really appeal to Allah in something, that Allah will make a way for them. And Anas ibn Nadr was one of them. Okay? Like he say, "Oh Allah, I'm in big trouble. Oh Allah, please, like, make a way for me." So Rasulullah says that among Allah's slaves, people who fear Allah and people who worship Allah and being honest and truthful about what they're doing, that if they really appeal before Allah, that Allah will answer their call and make a way for them. And as a result of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens the people's heart. And after they refuse every other solution, now they said, okay, we let it go. Hadith number 1004, an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qutila fi amiyya, aw ramyan bi hajar, aw sawt, aw asa, فعقله عقل الخطأ ومن قتل عمدا فهو قود ومن حال دونه فعليه لعنة الله. The hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Nasa'i وابن ماجه, and the hadith is authentic, and here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if one is killed in arrow or by thrown with stones, that means by mistake, like as example, while during the people making tawaf, it's so crowded, okay, and people walking, and he drop, and because it's so crowded, people could not help it, they step over him and he died. This what he mean, he died by a mistake or by throwing. That two towns, they start to argue, and after this shouting, and the next thing they start to understand, this person slaps this, and after this they start to run and throwing rocks in each other, and person died in the middle. You don't know who exactly, which rock that came and killed, who killed him, okay. All what it happens, that people split to two parties, and people one side, and somebody now in the middle, he's dead now. Okay? So what's going to happen in this? Okay. Or that being killed, okay, in a manner that with things that not usually used for to be killing, like a stick, okay, or that he bush him against the door, okay? So it means it's not usually, it means used for killing, okay? By people who have experience and people who know that this is not supposed to kill somebody, but it happened. So this was not intentionally, it's not been meant to be killed, okay? So now, the compensation of this person will be for a blood money. You could not get qisas. You could not say you have to execute somebody because you don't know who killed him. Okay? And was not intentionally to be killed. And died in the middle of thousands of people try to run out of hurricane, and people step over somebody, okay? So you could not ask the other side of the city or the people who was in this tawaf to pay, to be one of them to be killed, but will be what? A blood money in this case, okay? وَمَنْ قُتِلَ عَمْدًا فَهُوَ قَوْد. But if somebody kills somebody intentionally, nothing except to be what? Nafs by nafs. One person to one person, okay? That means he will be taken to be killed instead of the person who killed. All right? Except if the family forgive and they accept the blood money. This is up to them. Okay? And said, وَمَنْ حَالَ دُونَهُ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. And the person who tried to prevent this by rashwa, what you call by giving money to the judge, okay, or by taking the person, hiding him, making a false passport for him and let him run out of the country, whatever means he found it, to the execution not to take place. So the curse of Allah will be upon this person. Okay, whatever means he did now, he may give some money to the judge and say let it go, or get a good lawyer, huh?
Bribery,
okay, or he get a good lawyer and try to say no, I didn't do it, okay, and the lawyer work for this, and you know a lot of Muslims they work in this, they go to study to be a lawyer, and basically about how he's going to defend the person that he's not a criminal, how smart and how he can use different things. And he knows that maybe even he did this crime, but his job, he got paid to make him innocent now. So any person, by whatever means he try to prevent this to take place, now the curse of Allah will be upon him. Who will pay exactly? Who will pay the blood money? Now again we'll go to Bayt Mal al-Muslimin. What's going to be the translation to the Bayt al-Mal? Not the bank. We don't have banks in Islam, but we have
the state treasury.
The Islamic treasury of the Muslim Ummah. The Bayt al-Mal is the house of keeping the money and the treasure, okay? They are responsible, because in this goes the money that comes out of the booties, comes the money that over left from the zakah, it comes that whatever other means that brought, you understand, like the things comes from the land, oil and gold and things like this that belong to the Islamic State. So all these things, so all the income of these things comes jizya, collecting jizya from the kuffar. All these things goes to where? To this place that we call it Bayt al-Mal, the house of money. So it's under the supervision and run by the Islamic government. So now we could not point finger who killed this person. So who's responsible now? Bayt al-Mal al-Muslimin, to pay to the family of the person who died. Okay? He will pay to the person who had died this amount of money. The determination of money is approximately like $100,000, approximately. Is about 100 camels, okay? And we're going to explain in some hadith when we talk about the diya, the amount of, okay, how much and what kind of camels, what kind of cows, okay. But I give estimate, you understand, by dollars, it's something like $100,000, okay. But it's going to be given from Bayt al-Mal al-Muslimin. Next hadith in page number 415. Which hadith number 1005 and 1006, both of them are weak, so we leave both of them. So hadith 1007 in page number 416, عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قتل غلام غيلة or غيلة فقال عمر لو اشترك فيه اهل صنعاء لقتلتهم به اخرج البخاري. This hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari. The hadith is authentic and the hadith from narrated by Ibn Umar. This boy been killed by means of deceiving, okay, and
according the story that comes in other books, that was if we can use the term, that the boyfriend and the wife and the child, the servant, was about 4 or 5 people. Was a woman that her husband went out of country, and after this she communicated with another man which is not her husband, and they want to get together, and after this she has her stepson, which is the son of her husband, and she was scared that he will tell. So the only thing that she start to tell the man, that the only way that she can have me or sleep with me is to do something about this boy. So they play a trick on him, and Ghayla is to lead somebody to trust you, and after this you take him by surprise to kill him. Okay, so was about 4 or 5 people got involved, the woman, her servant, and the man and his servant, and they make this plan until they took the child someplace and they kill him. So Umar ibn al-Khattab, when get to deal with this case, he said, if the people of Sana'a is the capital of Yemen, okay, if the people of Sana'a get together, okay, to murder this boy, I will kill all of them. Okay, so this shows you in an incident now that in some cases, like killing somebody by deceiving, okay, leading him to be trusting you, and after this you blaze a stick on him, everybody in Vab, it can be killed. Everybody in Vab led him to this, exactly, conspiracy, okay, that everybody, doesn't matter if they 5, if they 10, they can be killed for one person they killed. Again, if this capital punishment, and if the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establish in the land that will be much safer for people, and believe it or not, people will think not twice and 3 times, 10 times before they do something, because they know that their life will be on the line. They may be got and they will be killed. Okay, but this what you see what's happening today, result people suffering and living in misery and with fear, this because they living in a man load. And one of the main duties of the Islamic government is to fight for the establishment of an Islam, not to impose the belief of Islam on the people, but for Islam to rule the countries. Okay, so we did not fight the people to be Muslims. Okay, we don't do this, but we fight the people who establish the Islamic law to be the law of the land. Okay, so now after the Islamic government finds these people, they do not kill them. Okay, they don't make them Muslim or they kill them, but as long the Muslim, they have the upper hand and they will run the country by Islamic law, this is the main purpose. And now the Yahudi, the Christian can live in this country as long as they pay the jizya. Okay, so this is something to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants Islam to be in the land, so to be peace for the people. It's not going to be peace until Islam control and rule all the countries and all the nations. So here in this statement of Umar, he said, if all the people that live in Sana'a, that means the whole city, get involved in killing this child, I will kill them. Not only these 4 or 5 people, if it happened to be the whole city, I will kill the whole city because they had involved in this crime. Last hadith in this chapter, alaykum as-salamu 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 alaykum as- and 8 in page number 416. وعن أبي شريح الخزاعي قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن قتل له قتيل بعد مقالتي هذه فأهله بين خيرتين إما أن يأخذوا العقل أو يقتلوا. Okay, this hadith is authentic. Which is this the khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Abi Shurayh. The hadith is authentic, the hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood. Okay, this hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood. And the hadith is authentic and reported by Abi Shurayh. So فَمَنْ قُتِلَ لَهُ قَتِيلٌ بَعْدَ مَقَالَتِ هَذِهِ. That means whosoever one of his family been killed after my speech. Okay, the speech is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given it in opening of Mecca, the taking over Mecca. That means he have two choice. He has the diya or the qisas. The diya, the blood money, or al qisas, that means the person to be killed in the same manner as that he had killed. Now, inshallah, we have another short session here concerning adiyat. Adiyat, and this is page number 416, the blood money. Adiyat is a plural of diya, and this word refers to the blood money or the money that be given to the person family that he died. Okay, the money that be paid by the family, the criminal family, to the family of the victim. Yes, thank you. This is a victim, okay? The hadith number 1009, the hadith, some of the scholars had referred to it to be authentic and some they have something, but basically I'm not going to refer anything to the hadith, but the hadith is so famous and been utilized as a form to judge concerning what kind of money to be paid to the victim family. First, the ruling, as we said, if somebody kill somebody intentionally, okay, with no just cause, anything like this, so nothing there except the qisas, except if the family will forgive or accept the blood money. And here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made this is clear. He wrote to the people of Yemen that the hadith contains part of the hadith that if anyone kills a believer wrongfully and deliberately. So now he have to have the qisas, which is retaliation, is then due unless the relatives of the one who is killed are willing to do otherwise. And also in this book that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent it to the people of Yemen, The blood money for a life is 100 camels. That full blood money must be paid for the complete cutting of a nose. Okay. Now, if the family said, okay, we don't want your son to be killed. If the table finish, they said how many? Half a minute. Okay. You can go get another table. Okay, thank you. So in your for a person to be killed, 100 camels. And we say approximately, we don't have camels here, but I will give estimation for a camel between $1,000 to $1,500. Okay, from knowing about when I used to kill cows and